Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
All right, Elon Musk has officially backed down and reversed course after never-ending escalation against Donald Trump in the form of tweet after tweet after tweet saying that Trump should thank him. Trump is on the Epstein list. It was truly a crash out that nuked not only Elon's credibility, not only his credibility in the business and political world, but the credibility of the Trump admin as well, because he effectively backed Trump into a corner. Now he's trying to reconcile, but he backed Trump into a corner by saying, hey, you're on the Epstein list. And Trump either says Elon is a drug-fueled maniac, but then Trump is admitting he let a drug-fueled maniac into his administration with access to our records, or Trump stays silent, which then he's allowing Elon Musk to control the narrative. So Trump punched back and said he's on drugs, which begs the question, why did you allow a drug addict in your administration to have access to all of our files? Before we talk about Elon Musk and go through his deleted tweets and his apology, let me show you Eric Swalwell on Piers Morgan shredding Elon. It's worth a watch, and make sure you drop a like and subscribe. Let's check this out.
Elon's been making a lot of veiled threats against Trump. Some he's deleted, some he hasn't. He's talked whimsically about maybe sorting out a new party. But say for argument's sake, he wanted to come back to the Democrats, where he originally was a supporter of the Democrats. I mean, all the people that seem to hate Musk most in America right now used to love him. Would you welcome him back with open arms, Elon Musk, if he decided to go back to where he was originally politically?
What I welcome right now, and I encourage others to welcome, is his honest criticism of Donald Trump. We were right to oppose DOGE cuts that fired cancer scientists or reduced, you know, air traffic controllers. But it's wrong if anybody wants to shut him down as he is honestly bringing to light some of the corruption he saw at the White House. And in fact, there's probably no one in the world who lost more money in a single day than Elon Musk for what he said about Donald Trump. And what I say to the Epstein allegation that he made is Donald Trump is the most litigious person who's ever walked this earth. If Elon Musk tweeted at me and said that I was in the Epstein files, he would have a lawsuit on his desk within an hour. The fact that Donald Trump, the most litigious person in the world, has not yet sued Elon Musk for defamation is very, very telling and very alarming, and a signal to Democrats that we need to understand at the Department of Justice what exactly has Donald Trump ordered them to conceal from the American people.
That last point is really key. What has Donald Trump ordered them to conceal? Because if we look at this Elon Musk post and all the deleted posts, Trump would have sued. Trump has sued ABC. Trump has sued CBS. Trump has sued Paramount and by proxy 60 Minutes. Trump has sued the individuals at these organizations and gone after George Stephanopoulos, but he doesn't sue Elon Musk for posting something with a quarter. It had like, I believe, 250 million views, a quarter of a billion views. He said, time to drop the really big bomb. Trump is in the Epstein files. That's now deleted. He then says, without me, Trump would have lost the election. Dems would control the House and Republicans would be 51-49 in the Senate. Such ingratitude. And this person reads, Elon Musk now says he regrets his tweets about Trump last week, which means that A, he's scared of losing his fat government contracts, and B, he realized he's admitted to stealing the election for a known pedophile. And now Elon continues to get shredded on Twitter. He said, I regret some of my posts about real Donald Trump last week. They went too far. Which, as Harry Sisson points out, are you back to defending someone who you said is on the Epstein files? And Trump supporters always give this argument. If Trump were in the Epstein files, why didn't Democrats release them? And I always say it's because Democrats wanted to protect the names of Trump's many, many victims in the files. And then they were saying, stop being so delusional and conspiratorial, Adam. And it's like, dude, Trump supporters telling me I'm being conspiratorial is peak gaslighting. But this reads from Tim Miller, what about the one calling him a pedo? Anonymous says, bro showing how he's getting cucked in real time on Twitter. Someone said, so did you lie when you said Trump was in the Epstein files, or do you just regret saying it out loud and getting threatened? I can't tell which is worse. It's both an implicit concession. this exposes obviously something deeper. Either Trump says that Elon is a liar, and then when Trump says Elon is a liar, that opens the box for all of us saying, hey, we told you that Elon Musk is a liar regarding Doge and USAID and everything else. Or Trump says nothing. He is essentially boxed in. And he did end up denouncing Musk as unstable or said that he was on drugs, which means he gave unprecedented access to someone that he can't even defend himself. And honestly, even beyond the personal feud here, this is a symptom of a broader pattern of dysfunction in this admin. The rush to embrace like a celebrity businessman as a political ally, the rush to embrace a Fox News host as a political ally like Pete Hegseth, rather than anyone that was actually vetted, is insane. And it shows that Trump prioritizes loyalty over judgment. Dylan Byrne says, so is the president in the Epstein files or not? Did you lie or is the truth too painful to say? And now Laura Loomer is saying, thank you for saying this. The Trump supporters are very, very happy. Babylon B says, at least you didn't say anything about his golf game. Then it would have gotten real ugly. It is insane how quickly Trump supporters just have collective amnesia about this. This Trump supporter said, you are a good man. You've shown that the country's best interests are at the heart of what you do. No, he hasn't. Elon Musk has shown that he wants his contracts to not be lost. Elon Musk lost $150 billion in stock valuation and in government contracts, and he doesn't want that to continue. He has some seriously lucrative government contracts pending with the Trump administration, and those were all, you know, I wouldn't say officially paused, but they were all endangered by this feud, and that's why you saw a direct hit to his stock. This was one of the single largest drops for the Tesla stock in its history before only partially recovering. And I think that is exactly why Elon Musk is trying to walk it back in front of the world. That combined with the fact that I think he's coming down from his drug addiction. He's addicted to the power and the attention. His apology now has 40 million views, but Trump has repeatedly said he doesn't want to talk to Elon anymore. And it's like, dude, literally 4 days ago, you were saying that Trump owes you an apology or some gratitude and that he's on the Epstein list and that you're going to start your own party. Now when you come down off of the drugs, you're going to try to apologize in front of the world, get 40 million views and act like none of this happened. And like I said, the worst part is Republicans are getting collective amnesia and they're beginning to forget it happened. Now they're saying, I'm so happy Elon and Trump are buddy-buddy, but the onus is on us to relentlessly spread the truth that Donald Trump is on the Epstein list. Donald Trump's big ugly bill is terrible. Elon Musk's criticisms were largely true about the big ugly bill. And I can actually add on to those criticisms and say that it hurts our most vulnerable communities because that's what Donald Trump wants. And I haven't even touched the militarization of the LAPD, the National Guard, and the Marines throughout this video. I'll be making a bunch of videos about that. And by the way, we've been doing daily live streams over the past week. And they've been amazing. We have 10 to 20,000 people all engaging with the topics. I talk to you guys. I debate you guys debate me, and then we all have a laugh after. The live streams are a lot of fun. So if you want to join the next one, make sure you subscribe below. You can turn on post notifications to join the community and this amazing thing that we're building. I will be live streaming the No Kings protest on the 14th on the ground in Chicago. So join me. Love you all. See you in the next video and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.